Jack.
Ah. God damn it. What?
Time to come do your job.
I swear to God, if she says that one more time. You know, if I wasn't too busy doing your job, I would have been up here 20 minutes ago.
I couldn't so much as look at that panel anymore without being consumed by rage. So thank you.
Well, I've almost got it off. Where's the captain?
The cargo is nominal.
Holding on longer than we anticipated, it seems.
Are you concerned?
No, it can't be much longer. Ark, if you do have to intervene, don't let it weigh on you.
I don't want it to. But this is easier said than done. Maybe I shouldn't have accepted this mission.
Captain, you're needed on the bridge?
I'll be to the bridge in a moment, Alara.
Arik, we both know you're the only one I would have trusted to do the right thing. You understand, don't you?
You'll hear from me next time, Rigel.
What's going on?
We're refueling at Europa Station. But since we don't have the fuel to stop properly, they're sending drones to help slow the ship.
Status report.
Drones are en route. 3 minutes to intercept.
I'm about to burn the rest of the fuel now. Should bring us down to a crawl. Assuming we don't spin.
Mind the bow thrusters this time. Take it slow.
One time you fry the coils and suddenly it's your legacy.
Sometimes one time is all it takes.
Is anyone coming on the ship?
No. No one is boarding. They'll refuel us outside and we'll take off again. Nothing to be concerned about.
Okay.
Alice, you aren't in danger here. No one knows you're with us. And someone outside couldn't easily use either entry point on the ship without authorization.
Clear for deceleration?
No one is coming in or out. And we'll be on our way shortly. I promise.
Everyone better be sitting down right now or we're gonna have a problem. That's all she wrote.
Contact in 3, 2, 1.
They should be able to take it from here. If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go back to wrenching on that panel in the cargo bay.
Wait. Can I come?
Captain.
I don't see why not. Lara and I will be busy with communications. Maybe Jax can teach you something.
I mean, yes. Lovely idea.
Welcome to the cargo bay. I'm just messing with you. It's not that big. But it is amazing here.
Wow.
Do you always carry this much?
Not always. It's usually resources from the outer planets. Sometimes letters and personal items. Belongings of people moving back sunward. Really anything that people at the ring are willing to pay for. Or that people from outer stations are desperate to move. We just move it where it's gotta go.
Do you ever take passengers?
Passengers? Nah. Captain's always said this ship ain't a ferry. Too small, too cranky. Cargo only. Well, except you, but I guess that's different. Ha!
So you've never, like, transported someone in stasis?
Anyone with the money for that ain't traveling on this ship. You can trust me on that. Damn it. Same connector that fried last week.
What's wrong with it?
It's temperamental. Like most things on this ship. You fix it, it works for a week, then anybody's guess what happens.
That sounds exhausting.
You get used to it. The ship's old. Not fancy, but she's home.
You like it here?
Wouldn't be here if I didn't. Pays all right. Shift eats up your sleep schedule, but I don't know. I never felt more like I belonged somewhere till I was here. With this crew, this ship. Fortune's old, but she's stubborn. Keeps flying. I respect that.
You talk about her like she's alive.
Feels that way sometimes. You fly long enough, you start to see ships that way. You can tell when they're hurting. Even if the readout doesn't say so.
A lot like people.
Yeah. Kinda like people. You know, you've been on edge since you got here. And I know I can't make you believe it, but you're safer on this ship than any station this side of the belt. You can take it easy.
I want to believe that. I've been thinking too much, I guess.
Dangerous hobby around here. Best to keep busy with your hands. Fixing things. That's what keeps us sane.
Maybe I should learn how.
Careful what you wish for, kid. Laura could probably use an apprentice.
Ah, Jax. You're finished.
Yes, sir.
I've been looking for you.
And why's that?
We need to talk about the captain. Or rather, we need to have a talk with the captain. I feel he's being secretive.
Oh, well, I hate to agree with that, but I agree.
He still hasn't explained what he thinks is going on with Alice's case. He's always been open with us, but this feels different. I've been giving him time, but I'm feeling a bit left in the dark.
I feel like he hasn't even told her, for the record. Which doesn't make it any better. How do we want to do this? I mean, I feel like both of us barging in and confronting him might be a bit bold.
Just follow me and let me lead. He's in his office.
Sure thing.
Laura.
Good evening, Captain. I was wondering if we could request a crew meeting.
Please. Sit.
Jax and I are feeling
a bit in the dark on the whole Alice situation.
You are not the only ones. I am still determining the full shape of it myself.
With respect, Captain, I'm afraid that's not quite all. Alice has been through something none of us understand. And you seem to have theories you're not sharing. It doesn't sit right with us.
Well,
I ain't asking you to spill classified Alliance secrets. But we're your crew. If something dangerous is brewing, we ought to know what we're flying into.
Trust me, this has nothing to do with the Alliance. I have seen cases before. Individuals taken by military organizations for what made them different, special. It seldom ends well.
And do you think Alice is one of those cases?
I cannot prove it. Not yet. Which is why I have been careful with my words.
Careful's one thing. Keeping us blind is another. You trust us with your ship, hell, your life. Why not this?
Because what I suspect should perhaps not be mine to reveal. If Alice is gifted, then she deserves the chance to tell us herself, not to be cornered by my suspicions. She is already afraid. I also believe in the importance of your deniability. If somehow we were found to be harboring her, if she were some kind of fugitive, the trouble would be mine, not my crew.
I understand wanting to protect her, but I don't think she's a fugitive, Captain. We need to be prepared too. If she shows signs, if something happens, we have to know what to look for.
Then watch. Listen. Report to me if you see anything strange. That is how you can help me protect her. And us.
Fair enough. Just keep us in the loop, will you?
I promise. I will.
Secrets don't always keep us safe, Captain. We're in this together.
I know. We are. Thank you both for your understanding.
I'm always amazed by your ability to just drag things out of him.
I've worked with Arik longer than anyone else has. He doesn't intimidate me. We all trust each other. I don't want that to change. I'll say what has to be said.
I've still got a healthy fear of authority from my Air Force days. I think it'll take a while longer for me to be buddy-buddy with the guy. But he's certainly easier to work with than anyone else I've worked under. We have our moments.
Moments is a good word for it.
First time he let me take the helm on a tricky docking, I thought he was testing me. Spent the whole time waiting for him to bark in my ear. Never did. Just stood there, quiet. Scared me worse than if he'd yelled.
He doesn't hand out trust easily. There've been plenty of crew members he didn't end up liking. He likes you.
He better like us now that we're doing long hauls. This is the longest trip I've ever done. Dare I say I'm looking forward to setting foot on the ring just to see other people.
You don't mean that, and you know it.
No, I'm serious this time. I don't know how much longer I could take.
You said it last time, and the trip was even half as long.
I didn't say it last time.
I remember, because you complained as soon as we got to the ring.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, everyone's so loud. Oh, I hate
people. I do not sound like that.
Only when you're complaining.
Oh, I never complain.
You're literally always complaining. This has been episode 3 of Fortune, created by Morgan King,
with additional music and sounds courtesy of artlist.io. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.